Well, with the debate over border security and immigration reform again capturing the headlines, a coalition of organizations from business, manufacturing, and agriculture had a day of action as they held events in Washington, D.C. and 60 other congressional districts across 26 states. Now, one of those rallies and information meetings was held at the Dairy Business Association office in De Pere, where they talked about the vested interest that agriculture and the dairy industry has in seeing immigration reform move forward, as they say this is not only a political issue, but more importantly, an economic labor issue.
We hope to accomplish one and one thing only, and that is to engage and make aware our Congress that business is united in its approach to immigration reform, and that we have taken on 62 events over 26 states to ask in a very respectful manner, please work together with the Obama administration. The Obama administration, please work together with Congress to accomplish immigration reform this year.
Although many see it as a political issue, Wisconsin dairymen see immigration reform as a key economic issue, as the industry is facing a labor shortage.
I hear from members of my association quite frequently, what are we going to do to find workers? It's just amazing to find out there just doesn't seem to be individuals out there that want to milk cows.
Fisher said that immigrants are making up a growing percentage of our dairy farm workforce.
And we want to continue to make sure that if they're able and they want to and they can come into the United States, and they can be legal.
And Fisher concluded about what the industry really hopes Congress will approve.
We really would like to see some type of guest worker program so that we can be ensured that there is going to be a strong labor force so that we can continue to milk our cows every day.
The speakers also stressed that this was having an impact on dairy's infrastructure as well.
With the baby boomers exiting, we have a lot of gaps that we're trying to fill, and not enough people to fill them at this time.
But despite the concentrated effort, one question remained. Why do you think this time around you have a better chance to get immigration reform when it's failed in the past?
And in this respect, the survey data proves that the late June and early July activity that we did, you have 87% to 90% of people are in agreement, and those people are saying Congress fix the immigration reform.
And that is an Ag Focus on WTAQ.